protection of the earth. Her story shows the power that deep connection with the natural world can have to help young people integrate the full range of their emotions and aspirations. As she matures, she becomes more and more deeply involved in healing the land, nurturing and nourishing, turning her naturalist skills into work that builds a ranch that is modeled of ecological farming, working to protect wildlife and to feed the human community, nourishing both body and spirit. For my generation, becoming a strong, independent, adventurous woman often meant having to choose between work and family, empowerment and love. "Boys don't like girls that are smart," my mother told me when I was just starting school at age 6. "Boys like girls who are sweet." But Doniga does not need to make that painful choice. She can be smart and sweet, strong and loving, courageous and beloved, a woman who can track lions and nurture babies. As I write, a chunk of the Antarctic ice the size of Delaware has split off from the continent. Climate change races on, and environmental destruction is rampant. To assure a future for the next generations, for the children Doniga so lovingly tends, and their children to come, we desperately need the lessons in this book. Her story can inspire readers to connect more deeply to nature, to value the importance of the wild, and to learn the skills of regeneration. It is a great gift to young people, to women, and to all who love the earth. Starhawk. Prologue. My daughter Quince awakens at 4 o'clock in the morning.
"I had a bad dream, Mommy,"
she whispers. I soothe her, rub her back, and tell her to come to sleep in my bed. She walks across the hallway as I tell her to put in her mind all the things she loves, wrap them all up in a bundle with her arms, and bring them to her dream time. I hold her close as she wraps up her family and all the fairies of the world. Then, in her mind, she travels outside and wraps up all the rabbit kits, those soft bundles that only feel and hear, their eyes still closed to the world. She wraps up the redwood tree next to the chicken coop, with its forgiving yet strong bark. She wraps up the grasses that form a sea of green over the hills out our front door. Finally, she wraps up the ocean that lies beyond the grasslands and imagines what it would be like to swim with the whales. She puts all those in her mind as she drifts back into a deep sleep. I quietly slip out of bed with a smile on my face, setting the intention that my daughter will someday have children and grandchildren of her own who will live on a planet where ancient redwood trees still grow and vast prairies sweep the horizon. When she is old and gray, I hope she can also walk out her front door to find soil and water tended by the hands of nurturing people. Listening to the chickens rouse from their roost outside the kitchen window, I sip my coffee, becoming alert to the day's preparation. It is May 1st, 2016, and many people are making plans to see our ranch and learn how we raise our animals on grass, mimicking the miraculous evolution of herbivores and grasslands. We will all sit and eat a meal prepared from the land. Organic farmers, beekeepers, chefs, artists, musicians, and strangers, all dressed in their Sunday finest, will trek a mile across the wildflower-studded grasslands to the long table whose curves mirror the waves gently washing up onto the shore.